this podcast, we hear from not one, but two young people who talk about their experiences of having a sibling with a lifelong health condition. A warning that this podcast does touch on emotive and emotional issues, and you can really hear the passion and positivity that these two children try to take every day, even when the situation seems very negative.
So today we are going to be doing a podcast about our sister, and we're going to be talking about positives about her, and we're going to be talking about the battles she has fought through. So it's going to be really good for us to talk about our sister from our perspective.
What do you want to tell everyone about your sister firstly?
So for those of you that don't know, she has complex health needs. So she is in hospital a lot, but the main thing you've got to consider is she always fights through everything.
Yeah.
She's a massive fighter, and that's what inspires us about her. She brings such spark to other people's lives just simply by her presence.
Yeah.
How long has your sister been fighting these health conditions?
All our lives, pretty much. It's as long as we can remember.
Would you be able to tell us a bit about her illnesses?
Yeah, she has liver disease, portal hypertension. She's a bit of a medical mystery. She has a lot of things, but some of them they don't know yet. But the main ones that sort of cause problems are the liver disease and the hypertension.
Okay, so obviously that has meant, I know from speaking with you, Connell, she's had to spend a lot of time in hospital. For both of you, what's it been like in hospital? How have they cared for her? What have the staff been like?
They are absolutely amazing. And like, we even know the staff because we've been to the hospital so many times to see her.
They're like our family at this point. Like, we all know them really well, and they're always really positive, and they just bring a really good atmosphere to it.
Because obviously with everything that's going on at the moment, people are, you know, clapping for the NHS, and they appreciate the NHS a bit more, don't they? But would you say that, you know, they've always been doing these amazing things, they just haven't always been recognised?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so I suppose then a good message, is it important, do you think, that people carry on showing respect and they keep thanking people who work in hospitals? Do you think that's important?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. Because frontline workers have been vital, and it's taken a global pandemic for other people to actually realise the work the NHS workers and other key workers actually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, if we were talking to your sister right now, what kind of things do you think she'd be saying about, is she quite a positive person? Is she able to keep, you know, keep really positive?
Yeah, she's one of the most positive people I know, which is surprising considering all the stuff she has to go through. But she's always been really optimistic. She's never like complained. She never asks for anything. So yeah, I think she'd put a very positive spin on it.
For you two as well, obviously, I know we're talking really positively and how much, you know, she's battling brilliantly and the staff are being brilliant. But for you two, you know, how does it make you two feel? Like, how do you two deal with your sister being in and out of hospital?
It can be quite detrimental to our mental health, because we do have to deal with the burden and the brunt of it, because we are her siblings, and you know, she's a very important part of our lives. So we've often had to go into school and college knowing that she's in hospital fighting with whatever she's had. So yeah, it can be very sort of debilitating, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
And what about for your mum as well? I mean, how does it affect her?
She's usually quite positive about it, but she does struggle, and you can tell that she does, and we all just kind of take it one day at a time, because there's nothing we can do, so we might as well.
I think the one thing I want to say about our mother is she is literally such a she's such an inspirational person, and she has to deal with like the full brunt of it as well, because she's the one staying with Ellen, and yeah. she's the one that's sort of fighting for Ellen's cause as well as her advocate, and she's obviously a big advocate for us three as well.
Yeah.
So she, our mother, is literally the probably the best person we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason we wanted to do this podcast is because we want to raise, you know, a bit of awareness about illness and how it can affect not just the person who's ill, but the family as a whole. But we've said constantly we want to focus on some of the positive stuff. So what messages would you two give to other families who are going through the same things that you guys are going through? What messages would you give them?
Obviously, we know that like nothing in life is ever guaranteed, especially when you know someone with a terminal illness. So that does make it a bit harder. But also, the only thing you really can do is just take everything one step at a time, like take everything as it comes and just try and make the most of every second that you have with that person.
I think as well, what you've got to look at is, I think the message I'd want to give to those families is make sure you stick together through it, because if you're divided, then that's not a good cause. So if you're close to each other and you have each other to lean on to support, that is a fundamental thing.
Yeah.
And I know we spoke about this before, Coddle, but what has helped you two when you've been feeling maybe not so great and you've needed a bit more support? What has helped you? That could be in the home or it could be at school.
My school has helped me a lot. Like my teachers, my key workers, stuff like that, and also my friends. More than anything, just distracting myself and trying to be as positive as I can to just take my mind off it.
Joe, I can't fault college as well. They've been great, and obviously the support I had at school as well, cannot fault them. And year 11, I was actually going through quite a very sort of hard time with it all, and I do actually want to give a shout to those people that did support me. Miss Boyce, Miss Hattie, Mr. Dwight, they and all the other teachers, they were all amazing with me and they supported me through that. So, and obviously my friends, my family, so many people to thank.
Yeah.
That's what's really important, is having good people around you so that they can support you through these times. So is there any kind of final messages that you want to sum up about your sister and just, you know, goodwill messages for people out there who could be dealing with these things at the moment?
When you think about like, oh yeah, someone has a terminal illness, like initially it can seem really negative. And obviously it is like a very difficult thing to deal with, but no one's expecting you to like be really positive about it all the time. And I mean, we've talked very positively about it, but like it is okay to not feel 100% optimistic sometimes, because I mean, we both have days where it's just really hard for us to deal with, but ultimately you can't control it. There's not a lot you can do except just be there for each other and be there for that person and just take each day one day at a time. That's all you can really do.
Also, I want to say is my mum has created a Facebook page for Ellen. So it's called The World According to Ellen. And what's cute about it is my mum writes it from as if it was Ellen saying it.
Yeah. We just talk about like her journey with her illnesses, and also every time she like goes to the hospital or every time they do something for the hospital. It's a really like positive atmosphere.
Yeah, the posts are mostly positive. So if people could go and check that out, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And they can see how much of an inspiration she is and how much she has fought for over the years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, and I just want to make it clear to people who are listening, this is a podcast that Connell and Abby have asked to do and they wanted to do. So I just want to say that you two are very, very brave for coming and speaking about this. I think your sister would be very, very proud. Hopefully, hopefully she'll be able to hear it back as well. And as Connell said, if you're on Facebook, go and look up The World According to Ellen. And that is all about the journey that Ellen's going through. And if there's other people that have those shared experiences, it might, you know, be inspirational for you to go and look at. So thank you so much Conor Abbey, please continue to keep looking after yourself and getting support if you need. And also send our best wishes to Ellen as well, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.